Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the crazy world around us through a Christian worldview, that is to say, through the lens of Scripture. And as you can see from the title of this podcast, What Happened in Minnesota, we are continuing our discussion of the goings-on in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities area, and all of the rioting there. As I indicated last week, this would be a series of podcasts on Minnesota. So if you missed last week's podcast, you might want to go back to that one. But in the meantime, let's continue. What I'd like to do is to refresh your memory and as a reminder of this whole immigration crisis thing is play for you two quotations. The first is from Barack Hussein Obama, President of the United States, discussing his view on illegal immigration and the rule of law, as well as the morality, or in his case, he would say the immorality, of illegal immigration and what it provokes from other people who would immigrate here illegally.
There are those in the immigrants' rights community who have argued passionately that we should simply provide those who are illegally with legal status, or at least ignore the laws on the books and put an end to deportation until we have better laws. And often this argument is framed in moral terms. Why should we punish people who are just trying to earn a living? And I believe such an indiscriminate approach would be both unwise and unfair. It would suggest to those thinking about coming here illegally that there will be no repercussions for such a decision. And this could lead to a surge in more illegal immigration. And it would also ignore the millions of people around the world who are waiting in line to come here legally. Ultimately, our nation, like all nations, has the right and obligation to control its borders and set laws for residency and citizenship. And no matter how decent they are, no matter their reasons, the 11 million who broke these laws should be held accountable.
Now, what you had there was a clear and cogent explanation of the legality and morality of illegal immigration by none other than a Democratic president, a member of the Democrat Party, Barack Hussein Obama, who is not a moderate. He tends to break left, but he gets it. And actually, so do the American people. Most of the American people do not want illegal immigration. At least 55% want all immigrants who are here illegally deported, and over 90% want the criminal illegal immigrants who are here rounded up and deported. And that goes beyond political party affiliation. Now, you may think I'm making this up, but let me play you an excerpt from a CNN broadcast sampling polls by the New York Times, ABC, NBC, all types of media outlets. And let's see what they say the American people say.
All immigrants who are here illegally, 55% of the New York Times, Marquette 64%, CBS News 57%, ABC News with a slightly different question 56%. So what you're seeing essentially here is very clear indication that a majority of Americans, in fact, when they're asked this blunt question, which I believe gets at the underlying feelings, do in fact want to deport all immigrants who are here illegally. There's no arguing with these different numbers because they're all essentially the same across four different pollsters.
Now, CNN isn't known as a right-wing outlet. This is one of their features where they go through the numbers and let the numbers speak for themselves. And the numbers have spoken because the American people have spoken clearly. So this points us back to what's going on in Minnesota. How did this all happen? And I'd say part of it is that there is a very vocal minority who wants the borders open at all costs. And they lost the election. They don't represent the American people. They don't represent the view of the man on the street, or the woman on the street for that matter. This gets also back to what's going on with all these protests and what's going on with the governor of Minnesota and these two mayors, this Jacob Fry individual as well. They are encouraging protests against this influx of ICE agents in the area. And why is there such an influx of ICE agents in the area? Well, let's take that question first. Here's how deportation operations are supposed to work with ICE or Border Patrol or anyone else. ICE has warrants for the arrest of particular individuals who are criminal illegal aliens. They are trying to arrest them in Minnesota, particularly in the Twin Cities area, and they are encountering great resistance, and there is a lack of police support and police protection because the Twin Cities are sanctuary cities. which in the end will be proven unconstitutional. By some estimates, the Twin Cities are holding something like 1,300 illegal aliens with criminal warrants, but they will not turn them over to ICE at the prison level, even though they have federal notices of detainer for these particular individuals. The way this is supposed to work is a couple of federal agents show up, present the information necessary to the local jails or prisons or local officials, and they hand over individuals charged with federal crimes, including misdemeanors, but particularly on the immigration front, they're in the prison where it's safe for the prisoner and for law enforcement, which includes ICE officers who are legal and lawful law enforcement officers executing legal warrants under the law. This way, the officers don't have to worry if the person is armed with a knife or a gun. They don't have to confront somebody on the street and risk being run over, as happened a few months ago. There's no uncontrolled situations because they are in a controlled environment and there is a safe and orderly handover. That's the way it works in the other 49 or 47 states, because there are some that aren't cooperating as well. Nothing like Minnesota. The citizens are safe. The law enforcement officers are safe. The illegal aliens are safe. The prison officials are safe. Again, it is a sane and orderly handover under the law with the appropriate warrants. But that's not going on in the Twin Cities, particularly Minneapolis. They won't release these people. A lot of times there's the no cash bail thing, and they release the people not to ICE or Immigration and Naturalization. They just release them onto the streets and refuse to cooperate. And law enforcement, that is the local police, are told to stand down and not help them either. Enter organized and paid agitators who rile people up, who import people from out of town, and they harass and impede ICE doing its job, executing warrants, lawful warrants, for the arrest of child molesters, domestic abusers, rapists, murderers, and the like. Crowds descend upon the ICE officers. They blow their whistles, they bang their drums, they bump them with cars, they interfere with them. They create chaos and confusion for the officers, which is not a good thing. It is not a moral thing. What happens next is the federal government sends in a surge of ICE officers, two-thirds of whom are responsible for the protection of those ICE officers executing warrants at homes, traffic stops on the street, and things like that. Their job is to protect those ICE officers carrying out their legal and lawful task while being pelted by bottles of frozen water, rocks, and other things. Let me say next, I find the deaths of Good and Pretty regrettable. Renee Goody was killed when she rammed an ICE officer with her SUV. That's not a very good thing to do. According to Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, who signed this law into power in Minnesota, that is an offense that allows for deadly force on the part of law enforcement. That's Minnesota law. Renee Good put herself in harm's way, refused the lawful orders of law enforcement, and then when her girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever she was, told her to drive, baby, drive, she did, and she ran into a law enforcement officer, and she was shot and killed because she was driving a 4,000-pound bullet at him, and she hit him, and he shot her. Alex Pretty twice brought a firearm to confrontations with ICE. He was first portrayed in the media as a docile, kind ICU nurse, helping veterans at the local VA and just helping people and helping a lady get up off the ground when he was shot and killed. But then videos emerged of him 11 days earlier attacking ICE officers, provoking them, saying, come on, assault me, spitting on their vehicle, vandalizing their vehicle in an act of violence for which he should have been arrested. And had he been arrested and held, he'd probably be alive today. But Good and Pretty are victims of what some would call a perfect storm, as are the ICE officers involved in both shootings. I think the first shooting was a good shooting, if there's such a thing. The second shooting might be more questionable, but none of it would have happened had Minnesota as a state and a government cooperated. None of it would have happened without paid outside agitators and rioters, like the ones who invaded that church. And who's to blame for all this? I would suggest to you that the state government and the local government there is to blame. Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey. They are aggravating the situation and making it worse. Were it not for them, these things would not have spiraled out of control. And again, I am very sorry for the deaths of Good and Pretty, but I'm also sorry for the deaths of Lake and Riley and others who've been murdered by the hundreds by illegal aliens in this country, and the 75,000 or so who are dead because of fentanyl smuggled across the border by illegal aliens. We should be grieving for them too and saying their name. As I said earlier, I blame Tim Walz and Jacob Frey for making a bad situation worse, for creating the situation in the first place. And so why are they doing this? And why are they to blame? Who is to blame for all this? I think Walz and Frey are ginning things up to hide the massive fraud they've allowed by the Somali community. Between $8 and $13 billion in daycare centers and meal programs that never existed, that they knew didn't exist, but they refused to investigate because certain clans within that community supported them politically and provided money for their election campaigns. And so they looked the other way until they were caught red-handed. And now all of this mess with the rioters and the protesters create a nice diversion so that people don't look as closely at their own corruption and incompetence. So they contribute to the chaos as a distraction. There's another factor at play here, and that is National Democrat electoral politics. Maybe you didn't know this, but illegal aliens are counted in the populations of states as they apportion congressional seats and even electoral college votes. And while they allegedly don't vote, I say allegedly because we know that they've been allowed to vote illegally in some blue states, but while they allegedly don't vote, their populations factor into the calculation of congressional seats and electoral college votes. And this is where the whole sanctuary city, sanctuary state thing comes into play. As Democrat states like California, Michigan, Minnesota, and others are hemorrhaging people who are moving in droves to red states, these illegal immigrants provide them some electoral stability until they can get these people legal status to vote. What am I saying? This is about national political power. All of it is about power. It's not about morality. It's not about what's right and what's wrong because they're breaking federal law and interfering with federal law enforcement. It's about national Democrat politics. And the victims are the illegal aliens who are lured here under false pretenses by NGOs and Democratic politicians. They are the people of Minnesota and people of these other states who live under crazy regulatory and tax requirements that make it unaffordable for working people to survive. The victims also include law-abiding, legal immigrants who are trying to come here legally but have to wait and go through the system that has been circumvented by these Democratic politicians and illegal aliens. The victims are U.S. citizens at large who have to pay for these people who are getting Medicaid and Medicare in some cases and aren't citizens and aren't contributing to the common good. 80% of Somalis are on welfare and are not seeking gainful employment or integration into the country in which they have settled. And it's not because they're frightened or fearful, because you can see their reactions when these daycare centers are confronted. And you see people like Ilhan Omar, they're not afraid of anything. This whole fear factor is manufactured. And yet there are law-abiding Somalis who are victims of all this too, because they are living in this corrupt environment, trying to make a living and get by. And then there are the legitimate protesters. I say there are rioters and protesters. There are some people out there who legitimately believe, because they've been misinformed in what they're doing, and they are victims. They are being exploited by the Democrat political machine and outside influencers as well. It is a miracle that the body count isn't higher than it already is. Well, I've said enough for now. We'll continue this discussion next week. I want to talk about the people who have been, there's like 179 U.S. citizens who've been arrested, grabbed in this sweep. There are so-called innocent immigrants, innocent illegal immigrants who are living in fear. There are legal immigrants, we're told, who are living in fear, or people of color. And I want to address that because we hear anecdotal stories about things that are happening to these people. And so we need to discuss that next. So tune in next week. But in the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, you can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com. keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Put podcast in the memo line, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you, and God keep you.